This is Terry Mendel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Bruce Widener, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is B-R-U-C-E. Last name is Widener, W-I-D-E-N-E-R. The patient was seen by me on April 5th, 2022 for an independent medical evaluation period. The patient is a 64-year-old male, period. Height 5'11", weight 272 pounds, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient sustained a fall injury on or about November 26, 2019, period. This occurred at the Southport High School when he was working in food recovery, period. He was on a lift, and the safety chain was apparently not fastened. As it was raised up, he hit his head on the roof and fell backwards, approximately 4 to 5 feet, striking the ground on his back, period. He had temporary loss of consciousness, period. He had immediate pain in his low back as well as fractured ribs with a left rib pain, period. He had a left flank pain as well as a numbness in his low back in both legs, period. He did have an adequate course of treatment and has improved greatly, but still present day he is still experiencing low back pain and left rib cage pain, period. The low back pain is burning in nature, period. It is described as an intermittent soreness and is daily, period. It is non-radiating, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 to 9 out of 10, period. Initially, he had bilateral leg numbness that has improved, period. New paragraph. The left rib cage pain is described as a stabbing pain, period. It is intermittent and occurs every day, period. It is worse in the evening, period. It is non-radiating and ranges in intensity from 4 to 7 out of 10, period. He was told that 3 to 4 fractures were sustained in the vertebral area and was told that it was unwise to surgically repair them, period. At some point, there was some discussion of a lacerated kidney, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Housework is affected, period. Yard work is also affected, period. Sports are affected, period. Walking is difficult, period. Playing pickleball is affected, period. He has problems when he leans and sleeps on his left side, period. Driving over 30 minutes is uncomfortable, period. Prolonged sitting for long periods of time is uncomfortable, period. New paragraph. Under medications, he takes medications for diabetes, comma, a seizure medicine, comma, humulin insulin, comma, loratadine, comma, a lipid medicine, comma, and over-the-counter medications for injuries sustained in this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, and seizures, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that he was involved in an automobile accident in approximately 1991 where he injured his low back. He did have a strain to his low back. He did have physical therapy approximately 3 times with no permanency, period. He has never injured his left rib cage in the past. He was never in another automobile accident of any magnitude other than the above period. He has never been in a work injury period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals he has had jaw surgery, comma, parathyroid removed, comma, tonsils, comma, a disc in his neck repaired, and toe surgery period. New paragraph. The approximate timeline as recollected by the patient is as follows, period. That day, ambulance took him to Community South. He was admitted for approximately 5 days, period. There was no surgery. However, he did have x-rays, CAT scan, pain medicine, and IV fluids, period. He was told that he had fractured vertebra, period. When he was released from the hospital, he had problems breathing when he was laying down, period. He saw his family doctor a few days later, Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. He was referred to more physical therapy, period. More x-rays were done, period. He followed up with a neurosurgeon, Dr. Hall, H-A-L-L, period. More x-rays were done and was told that surgery would probably not be advisable on the vertebra, period. He returned to physical therapy at American Health Network, or Optimum, O-P-T-U-M, in Fishers, Indiana, period. He followed up with his family doctor and had more physical therapy, period. He was told that he had fractured ribs approximately 2 to 3 weeks after the fall, period. Discussion of a possible lacerated kidney was discussed with his renal doctor, Dr. Pincus, P-I-K-U-S, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a retired IT specialist. That's IT. New paragraph. Under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Note from American Health Network dated December 16th, 2019. Dr. Naitu, N-I-T-U, he said discomfort was elicited today during range of motion in the lumbar spine, tender to palpation over the paravertebral region bilaterally, period. Significant pain with lateral bending. Impression, patient status post-fall with L1 through L4 left side, transverse process fractures and disc protrusion. His plan, after reviewing all alternatives, patients agree to pass on recommendations to his physical therapist to be slightly more aggressive on physical modalities, period. We'll start a TENS unit, discussed about proceeding with medial branch blocks, period. End of that report. Records from Community Health Network Emergency Department. Hospital admission, November 26, 2019, state a 62-year-old male with a history of diabetes, comma, hypertension, presents to the ED complaining of low back pain after a mechanical fall, period. He is in a lot of pain and feels like he can't take a deep breath because of this, period. On physical examination, there was midline lumbar spine tenderness to palpation. X-rays of the pelvis and chest were negative for fractures, period. CT of the lumbar spine show L4-L5 central extrusion. There is bulging into the foramen with concern for extrusion of the left foramen with severe narrowing of the left foraminal outlet with mild right foraminal narrowing, period. impression, acute displaced left transverse spinal process fractures at L1, 2, 3, and 4, period. There is concern for central extrusion and severe lateral recess narrowing, left greater than right at L4-L5, with at least moderate central stenosis, period. There's also a central extrusion at L5-S1, period. They further state that he was found to have fractures of L1 through L4 transverse process, period. After speaking with neurosurgery, there is no acute treatment for this. Recommend follow-up in 6 weeks as an outpatient, period. Patient was given pain medicine and attempted to ambulate, but unable to do so, period. He was complaining of some shortness of breath, so chest x-ray was ordered and negative for any acute abnormalities, period. Subsequently required supplemental oxygen at 1 liter due to intractable pain. Consulted the hospitalist who will admit for further evaluation and care, period. Clinical impression, fall from height of greater than 3 feet. Number two, close fracture of transverse process of lumbar vertebra, comma, initial encounter, period. CT of the lumbar spine, June 29th, 2020. A CT myelogram was performed showing at L4-S1 slight bulge. At L4-5, there may be moderate narrowing of the left neural foramen with slight flattening of the lateral recesses, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Neck examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination revealed the abdomen to be soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the rib cage revealed tenderness and boggy tissues in the left anterior lateral rib cage, period. There was tissue warmth with diminished mobility in the left rib cage, period. Reflex examination revealed a diminished left knee-jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 40 degrees left and 46 degrees right. So straight leg raising was abnormal at 40 degrees left and 46 degrees right, period. There was an abnormal flex gait, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 36 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Side bending was diminished by 12 degrees bilaterally, period. The patient was unable to walk on his tiptoes, period. There was diminished strength noted in both great toes. The right was greater than left, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right plantar aspect of the heel, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse was normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of the medical records, I feel that all the treatment that was generated to this patient from the above-noted fall and as outlined above was all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records, my diagnostic impressions are, number one, lumbar trauma and strain, number two, displaced left transverse process fractures at L1, L2, L3, and L4, period. Number three, possible herniated nucleus pulposus, L4-5 and L5-S1 with disc protrusions. Number four, left rib cage trauma with costochondritis, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury in question of November 26th. of 2019 period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient will need over-the-counter analgesics, both topical and oral, at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life period. The patient can benefit by more injections in the low back area, an estimated cost of $3,000 period. The patient would benefit by a low back brace at a cost of $250 period. This brace would need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years period. The patient would benefit by continued use of a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500 period. The patient was told that surgery was not a very good option, but this may be necessary as the patient ages period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.